This is a Crestview Bible podcast. For more information, visit crestviewhutch.org.
Season Advent has consistently pointed us to Jesus' arrival, to the Christ child being born. Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us. He has come in the flesh. And we've seen over and over again these past few weeks how hope and peace and love and joy are produced in us in light of Jesus being born. So tonight, how do we wrap up this journey as we come close to Christmas? How do we depart this night in peace, knowing that, like, Jesus has it all, and there is really hope for the world, there really is peace on earth, there really is love, there really is joy in the midst of all that we experience in this world? Well, I think we get some hints in the narrative that follows the Christmas story in Luke 2. So we know the Christmas story in Luke 2. I could almost just put a picture of Linus here and have him point and drop his blanket, and you would know the rest, right? There were shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. Angels appeared to them and told them that there is good news for them. There is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and they would find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. So they went and saw that, and everything was just as the angel said. They came back rejoicing and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. And right after that, we're told that Jesus was named Jesus. That was the name that was given to him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So when the time came, this is Luke 2, 22 through 35. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it's written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of two turtle doves or two young pigeons. So they're going to Jerusalem. Jesus has come. So now what do we make of this? That's what we're trying to think about. Jesus has come. So what do we make of this now? And here's what we read. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout. He was awaiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. So this is not quite as familiar as the Christmas story to us. It's called, in Latin, it's called the Nunc Dimittis, which is kind of like depart in peace. Now I can depart. Now I can go. And it's kind of the thought I had this week is, in light of all that we've seen about Christmas, what now? Well, now we can go in peace. Now we have hope. Now we know what love is. Now we know that there can be peace on earth. Now we know joy in our souls because of this Christ who has come. And he gives us the clues here. He says, you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word because my eyes have seen your salvation that you've prepared in the presence of peoples. Jesus' coming means salvation for us all. Just like the shepherds were told, Simeon could see that Jesus' arrival meant salvation for all people. It was a light of revelation to the Gentiles, or just all peoples would benefit from this. And it was glory to God's people, Israel. So Simeon was beaming because Jesus' bright light of salvation would now shine on all, whether they were insiders or outsiders. So Joseph and Mary marvel at that statement, and then Simeon continues. He not only has this blessing about, this is so amazing, now salvation is for everyone, he also reminds them that the child is appointed for the fall and the rising of many in Israel and a sign to those opposed. So here he's pointing to what Jesus would do. He's kind of preparing us for the next big gathering of the church, that there's something in Jesus' life that is going to like create a difference. People are going to have to deal with Jesus in some way. They're either going to have to say, yes, he is salvation, or no, he isn't.
and there's going to be a dividing line there. So people are either going to love him or hate him. And I know that doesn't exist in our world at all, right? Nobody in our world is divided on their opinion about Jesus. No, everybody has an opinion, right? Everybody has a thought about whether or not this is legit or not. So we have to do something with Jesus. And then he finally reminds Mary that through Jesus' life, a sword would pierce her soul also, so that many hearts may be revealed. And that's just pointing to the fact that Jesus is going to die. His mother is going to watch him die. He's telling her, this is going to happen. And we see that take place. So tonight, how do we depart in peace? How do we go from this season back into our family gatherings, preparing for all that we are going to do tomorrow? What can we be reminded of? Jesus came to bring us salvation. That's the gift that God's given us. He's done this, and we have to respond to him. So he's invited us to believe that. And tonight, you're here. You either believe that or you don't. You need to do something with Jesus if you haven't in your heart. So I would just encourage you to put your trust in him. This is real. This is for real. He's done this. He's come to bring all these things for real. And ultimately, he's going to do that by the way he lived and by dying and rising again. It's his whole body of work pulling together that his birth inaugurates. There's a Bonhoeffer quote that I'll botch and I can't remember it. But it's something like, in Jesus coming, we have the inauguration of something spectacular. And when he died, it inaugurated something spectacular, meaning his resurrection. So that all of his life, bookend to bookend, was something incredible that we have to deal with. And that's how we depart in peace tonight. Your soul can be at peace if you know Jesus. And if you don't, it's just as simple as believing, as trusting this message. And if you do trust in him, you might think, man, but life still stinks. How do you deal with that? What do you believe about that? Well, yeah, life does still do that. There are challenges. We're not free from that. But I have hope in the midst of this life because Jesus has come and lived this life. I have peace. I can have peace with others because I have peace with God through Jesus. I can have joy in my heart no matter what circumstances I face because I know he's with me no matter what I face. I can show love to others because he's loved me so extravagantly. He inspires and motivates and challenges us to live in a way that will honor him. So tonight, again, it's just pointing to Jesus and this picture of that he's a light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory to the people Israel. That's what we're going to symbolize here as we close the service. We're going to show how bright his light is to all in the world, that his salvation shines to all. That's what this is about. He came to bring salvation to all people. So we're going to light up this room with candles to end the service. And as candles are lit and you see that coming on, and as you see the room, we're going to bring the house lights down so those candles are illuminating. Let it remind you how the light of salvation is for all. That's why Jesus came. Let it remind you that you need Jesus, as does everyone else. And respond to him with hearts that worship him and trust him, that he's worthy of glory and honor. So let's close worshiping him, that we may depart in peace. So the singers are going to lead us. We have 4 verses of Silent Night. We're going to do the last verse, voices only. So that means that we're all the worship team then, really loud. So I encourage you to sing that. And if you need a light from an actual flame, then I'll try to find you and let's spread those lights if you have a real candle so that everybody can get lit up, okay? Let's stand and we'll do candles to end.